You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and thank you. This is the Kingdom Sound Broadcast. We are the radio ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Thank you so much for being with us today and tuning in once again right here on your radio dial. I'm your host, Minister Andre Jordan. I just want to say God bless you and thank you to our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Victory International Praise Ministries is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We praise God that we're on the radio Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Thank you for our faithful listening audience. Thank you for our faithful sponsors that donate to keep the broadcast on the air. We just appreciate the Lord for the platform. Appreciate the Lord that Christian radio is going out in our county, that the word of the Lord is going forth. I just want to share today the word of the Lord with you. I just want to pray, Father, thank you so much for the word. The word is everything. Thank you so much that Christ is the living word, Father, and that the power of Jesus Christ, the resurrection and power of Jesus Christ, it yet, Father, remains to heal, deliver, and set free. Thank you, Father. Help us to all experience and engage with the love of God. Let the word of God change our hearts. Let the word of God uproot stony hearts. Let the word of God, Father, circumcise our hearts. Father, give us ears to hear the word today. Let the word penetrate. Let it hit the target, Father. Let us receive the word with gladness. Let our hearts be open and receptive. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share from the scripture today, Matthew 7. Matthew 7 and verse 7. It says, I'm going to read it two different passages. It says in the New Living Translation, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone that asks receives in the kingdom of God. Everyone that seeks finds. Everyone that knocks, the door will be opened. I just was thinking, look at those return on investment. Everyone that will invest to ask God to open up their mouth and ask him, they are going to receive. Everyone that seeks, God says you will find. Everyone that knocks, God says I'll open up to you. I'm going to read it in the King James Version. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks, they receive. Everyone that seeks, they find. To him that knocks, it shall be open to him. I want to speak from this topic. Be opened, be asking, be seeking, be knocking. That is what the Lord gave me, to be open, to be available, to be open in how you think and how you perceive and how you reason, to be open to what God wants to do. Don't have your mind predetermined how God should move in it, how God will move in it, how God should respond, how God should rescue, how God should deliver, but be open. Your job and responsibility, my job and responsibility, the assignment is to ask. Open up our mouth and ask God. Do we have not because we ask not? Do we have not because we ask not? When is the last time you asked God for something? Or are we just existing and accepting what life is throwing at us? Today, God says, be open. Let me move in it because I'm God. I'm sovereign. I know what's best. My ways are perfect. Be open to me. Be expectant of me to move, to deliver, to set free, to answer, to provide solutions, to give insight, to give wisdom, to give strategies. Be open. Let me be God. That's number one. Let me be God. Recognize my sovereignty. Recognize me as Lord and Master. Do what I ask you to do. And what he's asking us to do right now, today, what he's reminding us of is ask me. Ask me. Open your mouth. Ask me. We ask him by praying. We ask him by presenting our petitions. We ask him by putting it in the atmosphere, appealing unto the Lord. He said, seek me. Seek me. When the Lord gave this to me, he said the word progression. Ask, seek, knock. Progress. Go higher. Go further. Go beyond. Don't stop at ask. But he shifts and he says, seek me. If you ask, you'll receive. If you seek me, you will find. I'll put it out there for you. You'll obtain what you're seeking me for. You'll find it. You'll find the answer. You'll find the solution. You'll find what you need in me. Ask me. Seek me. Then he also said, knock. Knock. Do not stop at asking. Oh, well, I asked and God didn't answer. Oh, well, I asked and nothing happened. Did you stop at the ask? God said, progression. Progress. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't stop at asking alone, but progress. Shift in God to seeking. God tells us in scripture he came to search and to seek those that were lost, and he didn't stop. Aren't you glad today that God sought you out, that he came to search and to seek you and I who were lost, who were in the kingdom of darkness? But because of his great love for us, he searched and he sought us until he found us, until he saved us, until he delivered us, until he set us free from captivity, until he redeemed and restored us. God says, ask, but don't stop there. Open up your mouth and ask me. Invite me into your problem. Invite me into your challenge. Invite the Holy Spirit into your situation. Invite the Holy Spirit into the matter, the circumstance, the situation, the trial, the test. Don't go it alone. Don't do it alone. But allow God in. Open up. Be open. Be open so God can get involved. Allow God. Ask him. God, get in this situation. Get in this circumstances. God, come in it. Be open. Ask. Seek. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord that we will be found. Seek the Lord that we will find what he has for us. That we will obtain. Find it. Seek him. Continuation. Seek him. Another level beyond asking. Progression. Growing. Being tenacious. Having tenacity. Persevering. Taking action. Being determined. Enduring. Continually asking. Seeking. Knocking. As we're seeking God, that we will find. He says you shall find. Will find. God is not a God that plays games with us. God is not a God that patronizes us. God is not a God that is not compassionate towards us. He sees us. He knows us. He made us. He knows our frame, our limitations. God is a God that is good. God is a God that loves us. He says, ask me. He says, seek me. Then he says, knock. Knock. Just like Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man will open unto me, I'll come in. I'll sup with him. He'll come in. He'll heal. He'll deliver. He'll save. He'll set free. Just like Jesus is our example. God says, knock. Now God says, you knock. And I'll open to you. Isn't that awesome? One day God knocked at our hearts and we opened the door. And God blessed our lives and transformed our lives forever, made us new creations in him. Now God says to us, you knock, and he guarantees I'll open. I love that the scripture gives us the God guarantee. Did you notice that? There's the God guarantee in this passage of scripture. Ask, you'll receive. Seek, you'll find. Knock, and I'll open up. What will he open up? He'll open up what we need. He'll open up and give us spiritual blessings. He'll open up the heavens and he'll pour out a blessing that we're unable to receive. This scripture changes everything. Our follow through on this scripture creates possibilities that we did not realize. Be open to the things of God. Seek ye first also. Matthew 6:33, God says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God says, don't worry about life. Don't worry about everyday life. Don't worry about what you think is important, what you think you need. All the bills, all the people, all the children, all the job, all the house, all the car, all the world, all my life, all my struggles, oh, my health, oh, my pain. Oh, but God says, seek me first. Ask, seek, not stay open, stay in a place. Don't have your heart close to me. Don't have your mind close to me. Don't have your hand close to me. But be open, an open hand, so God can place in us what we have need of. Keep ourselves open. But seek ye first, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things mentioned, God will add to us, whether we need food, clothing, drink, shelter, car, whatever we need, wisdom, whatever we need, a strategy, a solution, an answer. All of those things will be added to us if we will stay open, if we will keep asking, if we will keep seeking. If we will keep knocking, God will provide. God will supply. God will come through. He tells us in Matthew 6:33, 33, 34, 35, take no thought about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Can we stop worrying? Can we stop worrying? Can we let stuff go? Stop worrying. Stop holding on to stuff beyond my control. If it's beyond our control, that means it belongs to God. It belongs to God. How do we give it through him? We give it to him through prayer. We give it to him by casting our cares upon him. We give it to him by asking, seeking, knocking. We give it to him by keeping our focus on him. We give it to him by keeping our heart posture open and turned to him. We give it to him by keeping our dependence on him, knowing that he is God. The scripture says, let me go back to the scripture. I wanted to read further. Matthew 7:7-11. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives. For him that seeks, he finds. For him that knocks, it shall be opened. Question, what man is there of you? What human man? If his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? What human, if the son asks for fish, will he give him a serpent? If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask? God want to give you good things. God has good things for you. God has good things for me. God wants to provide what we have need of. He says we just simply need to ask. We simply need to seek. We simply need to knock. We simply need to stay open. God is a good God. God is not evil. God is not like we can be. If the son asked for bread, would you give him a stone? No. And if you being human won't do that, what more about God who is in heaven, who has control of all, who owns all, who has storehouses in heaven, who has the ability, in the scripture it says, to open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. Do we recognize and realize who it is, the God that we serve? Why aren't we asking? Why aren't we seeking? Why aren't we knocking? Why have we given up? Why are we listening to the lie of the enemy? God don't want to bless me. God want to give me a stone. God don't want to bless me. God want to give me a serpent. It's a lie. Don't fall for the lies of the enemy. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy, but persevere in God. Persevere in the things of God. Delight your heart in the Lord. Let your heart today delight in God. Let your heart today seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. They go together. Let us seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. Let us seek to store our treasure in heaven. Let us seek to store treasure that will not rust, treasure that will thieves won't break in and steal. Let us seek and turn our eyes back to God. Turn our eyes back to his unlimited possibility. Turn our eyes back to the God of the impossible. Do we recognize today who we serve, who we have faith in whom we have believed? God wants to do it. He wants to move on our behalf. But guess what the problem is? What is the problem, you ask? God is waiting on you. That's the problem. He's waiting on you and he's waiting on me to get with the program. The problem is we've got to get with the program. We've got to get with what God says. We've got to follow his instructions. We've got to obey it. God gets to call the shots. God is in control. God is the one that has already preordained our destiny. God already said to us in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans. He's already set the plan in motion, set the plan in place. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, the plans that he has for us. They are good. They're not evil. Again, he's telling us, I'm a good God. I'm for you. I'm not against you. Will we believe him today? Will we receive him today? Will we accept the word of God as truth? God said, be open to me. Be open to me. Ask me. Seek me. Knock. I'll give. You'll find. You'll receive. I'll open it to you. I want to say today, too, sometimes when it comes to the scripture, our focus is completely on things in the natural. But as I was reading and meditating on this word, I begin to think about how many spiritual things that we can ask God that we don't ask him for. How many spiritual things we need his help with. We need him to open to us. We need to receive. We need to find, and we don't ask him. But we can ask God, God, grow my love walk. God, teach me how to love like you. God, grow my forgiveness walk. Teach me how to forgive like you. God, grow my prayer life. Teach me how to pray like Jesus. God, grow my forgiveness walk. Teach me how to forgive like Christ. Those that despitefully used him, those that insulted, those that killed him. Lord, teach me how to forgive like Jesus. There's a lot that we can ask and petition God for. There's so many things. God, grow me in compassion. Grow me in obedience. Grow me in humility. Grow me, Father, in thinking like you in the mind of Christ. Grow me, Father, in exercising faith. Grow me, Father, in walking in righteousness. Grow me, Father, in walking in obedience. There's a lot that I want God to open to me. There's a lot that I want to receive. There's a lot that I want to find, and a lot of it in my own life. It's a closer walk in relationship with him. Be open to God. Be open to God growing me. Asking God, I can ask him for greater capacity in the things of God. I can ask him for greater capacity in allowing the Holy Spirit to stretch out in me, to dwell in me, to abide in me, to make his abode, to be a clean temple for the Holy Spirit. There is so much more than asking him for the natural things of this earth, of more houses, cars, money, influence, things like that. But I want to be filled with the Spirit of God. I can ask for more. I can ask for greater capacity to walk by faith and not by sight. I can ask for greater capacity to do his will and to fulfill his assignment, greater anointing, greater capacity to do the great commission, to go ye therefore, greater hearing, spiritual hearing, that my ears be open to him, greater capacity, spiritual seeing, that I can see beyond the natural, I can see into spirit realms, I can discern, greater discernment. I can ask him, God, open these things up to me. Open up, not just out of when he says, see that I will not open up the heavens and pour the heavens. He'll open up the windows of the heavens and pour out a blessing. I want some spiritual things. I want more fortitude in God. I want more stamina in God. I want more of God. I want more intimacy. I want more knowledge of God. I want more walking upright before him. I want to look more like Jesus. I want to be transformed more into his image and likeness. This asking, seeking, and knocking is a powerful thing. Don't limit yourself just for asking for temporal things, things that are temporary. What about asking for things that are eternal? What about asking things that last beyond this life into the next? What about asking for those things? God, I thank you today for the power of this scripture. Just pretty much, we've stayed in one scripture today, a little bit, Matthew 6, 33. God, today I pray, help us to seek you first. Help us to be committed to you, in covenant with you, loyal to you. Help us, Father, to prioritize you. Help you, it says, that don't store your treasures on earth. Help us to determine, God, that Christ, you are the true treasure. Help us to pursue you with everything in us, all of our heart, soul, mind, strength, our complete being. Be in the pursuit of Jesus Christ. Be in the pursuit of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Be in the pursuit of living and abandoning our life that we might live for Christ, that we would lose our life and find it in Christ. Let us ask you for the real treasures. Let us ask you for the true riches. Let us ask you, like Solomon did, for wisdom. Let us operate in wisdom. Let us ask you for strategies. Let us ask you for witty ideas and creativity. Let us ask you for creative imagination to accomplish your will. Let us ask you for the spiritual things we need to accomplish the assignment, to accomplish our kingdom assignments and mandates in the earth. Father, today let us ask for everything we need, Father, in you. Let us ask for others. Let us be intercessors. Let us be prayer warriors. Let us be those that will, Father, humble ourselves and pray. Let us be those that will turn from our wicked ways. Let us be those, Father, that will cry out to you. Father, we pray today for this scripture to come alive in us. Help us to see this scripture in Matthew 7 through 11 with new eyes, Father, new understanding of the bandwidth, of the broadness, of the depth and the height of your love for us, and the depth and the height of what you have for us, the depth and the height of understanding what God wants to do in us, what you want to give us. You want to give us the riches, the treasures. You want to give us eternal riches, eternal treasures. You want to give us spiritual riches, spiritual wealth, Father, spiritual things. Father, help us to desire you above all. Father, and your scripture says in Matthew 6:33, you will add everything else. If we prioritize you as our treasure, prioritize you as our focus, you will add all these other things that we have need of. Help us to hunger and thirst for you more, more and more righteousness, more and more of the things of God. Father, help us today be open to you. Let our hearts be opened all afresh and anew. Let our hearts and our minds be open to receive, Father. We want to receive from you today. Thank you for your word and the God guarantee that as we ask, we will receive. It'll be given. As we seek, we will find. Father, that which we thought we were unable to obtain, that which we thought was lost to us, Father, we will find. If we knock, Father, you will open unto us, Father. We're delighted today by your word. Your word is a delight to us. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you for revealing to us, Father, the God guarantee, the God promise in this scripture on today. Father, we bless and we thank you. We pray that the word, the broadcast has been a blessing to you. I pray that you would gain new insight from Matthew 7:7-11, that God would speak to you about what he wants you to ask for bigger, to ask for bolder, to ask for greater in him, Father, not just in the natural, but also in him. You've been listening to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We just want to invite you, if you don't have a church home, come and be with us. Come and grow with us. At Victory, you might come as a visitor, but you will leave as family. We are a people of God that we value everyone. We thank God for our pastors once again, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Come and visit us, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. May you be victorious today in all that God has assigned to your life and the will of God. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.